Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy? What kind of takeoff? Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. Hating on the low. I've been new, I've been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Whole stressing, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle. Staying down got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, 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 can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going, country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow, I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I'm flipping for show, I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot, I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now, I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight, I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face, Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two times for the two times, cause they fake now. Three times for the three times, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put your niggas start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We getting real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, on fresh out.
What? Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low.
Mic check. What's happening, everybody? We back at it again. Welcome to Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and my awesome co-host, Mo Ben. What it do, Mo?
Yo, what's up, people? What's up, Black? Peace and shout-outs to everybody. You know what I'm saying? Let's do it. It's another Sunday. You know what I'm saying? I'm feeling wavy. You know what I'm saying? I'm ready to get into this Real Talk. You know what I'm saying? This is it. You tuned into the right place. You know what I'm saying? So just pour something up, light something up, you know what I'm saying? Kick back and enjoy the show.
First and foremost, let's shout out our top five. It has changed again. Man, salute to you people. Everybody across the world that's listening to us, we thank everyone. We like to give a shout out to our top five countries that's tuning in. United States, number one, United Kingdom. Hey, United Kingdom been rocking with us since we, like, probably a month after we started. So, you know, they've been rocking with us for a couple of years out in the UK. The audience is going bigger, so thank you. Canada, Italy, Australia. That's our top five for this week. Salute from the top with the new Miss Lovely Black and Mo Benz. We appreciate the love. and the support that you guys give the show. So, man, Mo, how was your week, buddy?
My week was cool, man. Like, you know, I just had to get through my week, you know what I'm saying, a lot of hustle. Got to, you know what I'm saying, like I was going into the week, like I wanted to get some deals up, so I got some deals cooking, you know what I'm saying, so hopefully they'll close this week. I officially started my staycation yesterday, but I'm still on the grind, though, you know what I'm saying, I'm chilling. You know what I'm saying? Just enjoying New York, me and my wife or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Just lounging out of the city, enjoying the summertime a little bit. We was going to do New Orleans, like on a last-minute type shit, because that's what my wife was really, like, stressing me about. But then they got hit with, like, a hurricane down there, so that couldn't happen. So, you know, things happen for a reason, so I'm chilling. Like, my week has been cool. How was yours?
My week was long as usual, but I want to say that the Anubis Lovely Black book titles will be on Barnes & Noble next week. I have to figure out a release date.
Oh, Barnes & Noble. Oh, shit.
They are already locked and loaded. I got to figure out a release date. It may not be next week, but I will let you guys know if you're following my social media. So we are expanding. We are on Amazon. We are on books, and now we're going
so you can get that heart.
Barnes and
real quick.
You know, like, I
real quick.
What happened?
I just want to say this, too, because, you know, I'm a big, you know, like I said, I haven't, the whole electronic book hasn't hit me yet. I'm kind of always master the party, you know what I'm saying, with some things on the technology. Like, I finally kind of, like, started, like, really just rocking with Tidal and stopped messing with CDs. I know I'm sounding real old school right now, but I still like hard books, you know what I'm saying? Like, so that's dope that, you know, I can go into, you know, Barnes & Noble and get your title in a paperback, you know what I'm saying? And just have that, you know what I'm saying? Because I still read my books.
You can get it in paperback now. My book's in paperback.
But I'm just saying to be able to go into, you know, Barnes & Noble is like the last of a dying breed. That's like the last bookstore. You can actually just go and buy books. And I go to one. Shout out to the one that's at Union Square on 14th Street. So next time I'm in there, I'm going to look for your book, and I'm going to take a picture with it. And then, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to have to post that, you know what I'm saying, on one of our social media outlets.
All seven.
So shout out to you for that. Yeah, that's dope.
Yeah.
I wanted to say that.
I have contracts with a couple small bookstores. But the interesting thing for me is that, you know, the people that I met coming into the game, you know, that I did business with or whatever, nobody really wants to give you the game in the author world. You really got to
figure
your way through, or you got to get on with these major companies. And, you know, I turned down a major deal for my first trilogy, Confessions of a Mattress Actress, just because I didn't like the way everything was going. And then I got with a couple of publishing companies, but they were women. And so we had issues with all of the publishing companies because nobody really wanted to put nothing into it. They wanted what they could get out of it. And, you know, others were like, oh, she used to, you know, do adult film, so we don't want to touch it. So for me to just walk all the stones down by myself, it feels so amazing. I'm just utterly proud of myself
for
the ones that
I'm
making.
Proud of you too. And I like how, you know what I'm saying, because that's how it is too. A lot of times, people ain't going to give you the game, man. You just got to take it, you know what I'm saying? And then once you take it, you're going to just come out better anyway because you got the experience and you learn, you know, firsthand knowledge. And, you know what I'm saying? You see what works, what doesn't work. And I salute you on that. You know what I'm saying? That's how I'm getting, real estate, too, like up here. Yeah.
I'm getting my
you just got to navigate
it. I have so much on my plate right now. So, you know, bear with me. I want to pick a release date, and it's all about reporting status. That's why I want to pick a release date, because no matter when you put your books on, they have a physical month that they go by. So I want to start at the beginning of that month. So they're there. They may just be released like the week after next or something like that. I got to do a little bit more research into how that works on the back end. But, yeah, I'm proud. I accomplished that part. Also, you know, I'm still working on a lot of stuff. I'm going to Atlanta. I got an interview in Atlanta coming up, and I got a couple more interviews coming up that I'll be out. Of course, I got the one coming out this Thursday with Between Us Girls with the awesome interview. So thank you to them. I've been getting, you know, people inquiring about management, and here's the thing for me. And it's just, you know, you get what you accept. You know, can't nobody tell me how something is going to go because I'm going to go against that when it comes down to what I do. So if I have done all of the legwork, I have built my name up, and I have done the things that I had to do to get me to where I need to be, I need you to bring something to the table. I don't need you to say, okay, well, since you got all of this, then let me just eat off your name. I need you to expand me larger than what I'm already expanded. You know what I'm saying? Because you're going to want your cut. I do need management, but please come correct. Come be ready to invest, because you want these investments off of my name, off of my story, off of my back. So also, when you come to me, please be ready to invest in what I have going on. It's going to get harder because, you know, when I can put this together and I'm doing all this work myself, I'll be right here just like Boosie. I handle all of my business, and I won't never hire one on. Like, either you're going to come on right here when I'm at this cusp, or you're just not coming on. That's just how it works for me. And Boosie, I respect Boosie so much, the rapper Boosie.
That's
Lil
your
Boosie,
dude. That's your dude.
He handles all his business, all his checks come through him, everything. Because money brings greed, and people start stealing and so on and so forth. And that's one
Shout
of the few that I do know that handles all of his business, you know, himself. And trust and believe, I can. I've made it this far. I could definitely do it. I'll continue to do it. Be on the lookout for the interviews that we got going on. It's been amazing. I've been having long weeks, man, but, you know, I'm almost done with a couple of projects.
Cool,
I'm not that time. Yeah,
I got quite a few projects going on, so I'm almost done. I am just, you know, kind of exhausted, so I need some R&R getaway. Definitely coming up here very soon, but that's my week, man. Just work projects, and I'll let y'all know as I complete them what I have going on, you know, how I like to move. What's happening, Smooth? What's going on?
Well, what can I say?
You all right down there in New Orleans?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, man, so fuck no, I ain't all right. Fuck you mean?
This is crazy right now, huh? My wife was
I'm talking about kids, man. Fuck, I ain't give a fuck about no punk-ass hurricane. Fuck the hurricane.
Okay.
Ooh.
After
I heard Barry this week. I heard it this week.
You said what?
That's crazy, too. What's up?
What you say?
I heard the hurricane was weak.
Was weak? It wasn't weak for Alabama. It wasn't weak for Mississippi. It wasn't weak for the lower parts of Louisiana. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you can't call it weak if you got 12 to 15 inches of water.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying? If you got trees knocked the fuck over and people ain't got no power, that ain't weak. Yeah, I mean, it's weak compared to Katrina.
Yeah, okay. That's what it is. Yeah, that's a good way to put it. I agree with that. Thank God it was Katrina. Thank God it was,
But you know, Katrina changed lives.
Yeah, Katrina was fucked up.
No, Katrina helped me out. Boy, woo, boy, thank God for Katrina.
They did some crazy gentrification. You know, that's it seems like that's how it happens in New York. You know what I'm saying? Something happens, there's an excuse for people to move out, but, you know, people been peeping real estate.
Oh, yeah, they got a shitload of white people. They got a shitload of white people in areas they ain't supposed to be in right now.
Exactly. You know? That's what I meant to say, yeah.
Motherfucker, like, wait a minute. What y'all doing around here?
What happened? They was waiting, you know what I'm saying? They was just plotting and waiting. And like, that was the opportunity right there to seize it. You know what I'm saying? So,
they get that black dick, though. They didn't fuck that. Y'all moving in the wrong area. This ain't New York. ain't no protection in New Orleans. The police don't show up. You call the police, they're like, man, they'll leave an IOU on your door. Yeah. I'm like, my bad, we'll come back tomorrow. Tomorrow, I'm getting robbed today.
I ain't gonna lie, man. Hope my wife ain't listening to this, but you know what I'm saying? I was really she wanted to get to New Orleans but that little storm gave me like a little out, you know what I'm saying? Because I really need to handle some business, but she was on me. I mean, she was watching the Jazz Fest and all that, Essence Festival, real tough, but you know what I'm saying? I was like, yo, when the time is right, we'll be there. But you know what I'm saying? The time definitely wasn't right this week, but she was on me.
Why are you snitching on yourself, man?
Yeah, I know. You know, I just like to talk. You know what I'm saying? So I like to keep it 100, man. I like to, you know what I'm saying? Because real people go through shit like this. You know what I'm saying? So I like
this little generation fucked up.
I'm snitching on myself, though. I ain't snitching on nobody else. If I'm gonna come clean, I'm gonna come clean on myself. I'm never the one. You can always trust me.
It's all good. You got to get some sex toys in the bedroom tonight, boy. You in trouble?
But we good. She good.
Yeah, no, boy. You know what that sound is? That's going to be the vibrator in your bed. so we can go to Jazz Fest, huh, nigga? Yeah.
But it seemed like, that hit. We're going to
be great.
Yeah, we was
going
to possibly go down there
some pineapple.
It seemed like soon as that Jazz Fest was over, that's what. That hurricane kicked in, right? So at least y'all got to experience Jazz Fest.
You talking about Essence, man? Not Jazz Fest. What's wrong with it?
Essence Fest, or whatever that shit is called. Yeah. What is it? Jazz Fest? Essence Fest?
No, that's two totally different festivals.
Oh shit, my bad. So what's the one that just happened? Essence Festival?
Essence. Yeah.
Essence, but y'all got a Jazz Festival too, though.
Yeah, we always call that, man.
Okay. I'm trying to get familiar. You know what I'm saying? I'm on the outside looking in. So.
You better get familiar with them strawberries in your bed. That's what you need to get familiar with.
No doubt. But yeah, man.
They're going to be cupcakes.
Nah, fuck that. No strawberries, no cupcakes.
They're going to have little dishes in the bed.
Yeah,
but I'm sorry.
You know what I'm saying? Me and her.
Yeah. All right.
What's up, Mike?
What's going on, white girl?
Mother Black and just fell back.
Yeah.
So,
she in a feeling right now.
Any of your kids have to come to your house?
No, hell no. I got them all hotel rooms. I ain't got time for that shit.
That's what's up, smart man.
Yeah, you don't come to the crib. That don't mean no fucking thing. You get a hotel when you high up in the air. You won't generate a power from shit go off. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what's up, hey. If I'm a little one, that's some cool shit. You know what I'm saying? Get a chance to go to the hotel summertime. You know what I'm saying?
The little
cool
kids
in the hotel and all that good shit.
Right?
Yeah, some vacation speed. So that's cool. That's what's up.
Motherfucker, like, we in the hotel. Like, yeah, for real. I'm not paid for it. Shit. What you mean?
That's what's up. That's how you handle that business.
So tonight, we talking about what does your freak level say about you?
That's why I called.
No matter how much we sit and say, you know, you can do whatever it is that you want to do. You grown. There's no judgment, you know, and we mean that from the bottom of our heart. But
I don't
your
mean
freak
that.
Level something about you, you know what I'm saying? And we have to. Fake that shit. Like, you know, when you say certain things, you know, it's a certain thought that runs through a motherfucker head. You know, like, oh, okay, that is true or not. You know, so for myself, I'm gonna put this out there. For myself, you know, I'm very, very, you know what I'm saying? I'm very open natured. You know what I'm saying? Exhibitionist. You know, I like to walk around with no clothes on. You know, I flick it up. You know, all of that good stuff. But that doesn't mean that you're going to get it. You know what I'm saying? You know, unless, you know, I'm feeling you on that type of time or, you know, we on that type of level. So a person can automatically be like, oh, yeah, she a freak. Oh, yeah, I can get her. This is easy. And it's really not that easy. You know what I'm saying? Dealing with me. So I know that, you know, people have, you know, certain thoughts. So here goes. You know, I was talking to somebody, right? And this person, you know, they you know, people are persistent, you know. And this was somebody that I used to deal with, you know what I'm saying, on a, you know, I come by there when I got time type situation. It was always fun, you know. And,
you want
and so I'm talking to him, and I'm like, so, you know, just in general conversation, because, of course, I'm not looking for anything, you know, with the gentleman, but I was like, so, you know, where you at in your life? What you doing? And he was like, well, you know, I don't really want a girlfriend. I just want a friend that I can be exclusive with, but somebody that's fun and like to have fun. You know, that's a real
That sounds like a Tinder.
And I said,
that
well,
sounds like some Tinder
I
shit.
I said, you know, a real freak. I really want it. You know.
That sounds like a Tinder profile.
I a freak, but I haven't, you know, I haven't been on no, you know, extra curriculum type activities
online
to go
booty
to the.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it, you know, if it's issues in the home front, then I'm shutting all that down. Period. You know, so, you know,
okay.
And when we do, it ain't like that. So, for me, you know, I go on droughts, you know, fast these days. You know, but you know,
so what?
I say,
so
well,
he was trying to ask you out on a date.
Yeah, what
like,
is this shit about?
Man?
What
is?
So I say, so what do you mean? Want a girl that's a freak. And so he was like, see, I know what type of woman that you is, you know, and you serious about your shit, but if I was to call you and say, hey, come over here and fuck me and my homeboy, you wouldn't do that because you're not that type of girl.
Ooh.
So I said,
ooh,
you
he threw that out there.
You
that
really
was a lifeline. He threw that out there.
And say, okay, smash me and my homeboy, and she do it. And he was like, I'm just, you know, an example. So here's what took me out next. And he's like,
he threw the fishing line
out
there.
The home girl she got a boyfriend, and I think maybe he got a little penis. So she called me over there to fuck her in front of him, and he watched. And he said, I do it. He said, then, you know, she shoot me a couple dollars, and I come inside of her, and he eat it out of her. Now, at that moment, like a whole cocaine, I looked at you completely different from this moment because you put it down, you know, like, oh, it's for money, right? But if you were sitting at a man, you know, drink your cum for money in your face, then you know, you'll do a lot more things for money. You know what I'm saying?
Hold up. I got lost in the story. It went from like you coming, possibly
coming
through. With him and his homeboy.
What the fuck is
like
this story about, man? Hold up.
Hold up. He told me both of them. Like,
I'm so confused right now. Hold up.
Listen, I was saying this shit. I was blanking like a motherfucker.
I'm confused.
Wait a minute.
Hold up. I don't even know what the topic is. Why I feel like we got off topic? Hold on.
It did go off the rails.
What is this about?
Let me finish saying what I'm going to say because both of y'all going there. So, listen. When he told me that he do that, like you know, the like he come inside the girl. Okay, so when this topic says, what does your freak level say about you? At that prime moment, right? I've never known this man to deal with men. At that prime moment, I was like, he gay for pay. Like, you know, you gay for pay.
Hold on. So he came inside the girl, and then what? How did he get gay? What the gay part? That's what I meant.
Right. Hold on. I can't call the motherfucker. Now, mind you. Hold on. Let's get this on Detroit now. It all depends on if he knew this motherfucker was going to eat the pussy.
The dude is right there. Yes. That's
you know what I'm saying? Because like, I didn't came to many of bitches. You know? And I didn't came to many of bitches.
No.
I don't think you want to eat that right now, partner.
He said that his girl, his homegirl boyfriend is insecure. He got a small penis. So his girl calls him over. I mean, his homegirl called him over.
Yes.
Sleep with her. While her dude watches them, and she gives him a couple of dollars, she gives him a couple of dollars to come inside of her while her boyfriend let her boyfriend eat out of her.
All right, now,
so you know.
Serious, hold up.
Hey, but that is really is it? Like,
no.
What, like, is that gay? I don't know. I don't think that's.
No.
I mean, he just like, yo,
that ain't,
you do what you want to
do. Gay.
Yeah,
I can't. Hold up. It's weird. Don't get me wrong, because, like, I've been in situations where, because, like, I'm a voyeur. I like to be watched. So I've been in situations where motherfuckers will watch it. Fuck their bitch. It is what it is. Now, that should start off when you're a teenager. Okay. Now, don't get me wrong. I've seen a motherfucker do that, and I'd be like, oh, hold up. You got to walk out. You got to leave. But if this, I don't know what to say. Man, I'm confused. Hold up.
Now, this. He's sitting
like,
here.
You know,
so this is what you telling me in Atlanta. So if this man likes cum, guess what? If she shoots you a couple more dollars, will you sit there and let him suck you off? If she shoots you a couple more dollars, will you?
Oh,
like,
you're trying to figure out how far he's going to go. Yeah,
yeah,
okay.
Exactly. If you sit there and watch a man eat her pussy, you know, what you doing? You went and probably stuck your dick in her mouth. Why he eating her pussy and you done came inside of her. Yeah, you ain't sitting here playing all hard in a situation like, yeah, nigga, don't touch me. As long as you don't touch me, we good. And you done, he eating your cum.
That's what he,
like, come on.
Oh, wait,
yeah, but that don't, I don't give a fuck. Like, yo, that's what you want to do, my G. That's you.
Yeah.
Like, yeah,
like,
that ain't got nothing to do with
you. Don't, man, look. Hold up. Man, shit. Man, fuck this hot. That's all I'm gonna say. I don't even know where the fuck we going with this shit. All I know, this shit went left, right, up, up, down, down, left, right, A, B, A, B, C, start. This shit ain't right. Okay.
The contra code.
Man, look,
listen,
man. Let's get back on topic.
We on topic. So this is you gotta think of who I am, man. You gotta think of who I am, man. I'm the scrap old queen. So I know when a man is okay.
So you sizing
with
him up? That's what you're doing?
Oh, you just nasty.
He will,
oh,
you just sizing him up.
You know what I'm saying? So when you tell me, you
give trying to
me
see
that,
if he get you a victim.
Your freak level just went through the roof. No matter how much I've never seen you sleep with nobody else, no matter how much I've never, you know, got that intention, never even thought to look at you like that, all of a sudden from you telling me that, your freak level just went through the roof. And I'm like, he gay for pay. You'll be gay for pay. First of all, you in Atlanta. Second of all,
oh,
you
Atlanta's
wrong
pay. Atlanta's different, man. Atlanta just like, woo, gay. Well, look, I wouldn't even do my part. I don't play Atlanta, boy. Don't you grab my hand, mate.
Wow.
But for him, he felt like it was okay for him to say that. But when he said that to me, his freak level went through. Just like I could send somebody news. I could send you some news and all of a sudden you can think, oh, yeah, she easy. I can hit her. I could send you news and never touch you.
Who
I got mind control. I'm saying in general. So when you think about a person's freak level, you feel me? Like, you can be wrong. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure people that have been wrong about me, they know who I am. They be like, oh, yeah, this is easy. And it's the hardest task you've ever encountered in your life. And it's just, I got people right now, you know, still, that told me happy birthday for 3 years straight in my inbox and hit me every couple months and see if I'm going to respond. And I still don't respond. They persistent, right? So
okay.
When you tell me this about your freak level, this is what I want. I want somebody that's freaky. I want somebody that's going to take it to another level. I'm looking at you sideways, not like, well, what the hell you done did in the last 2 years that I ain't seen you? And somebody done turned you the hell out. You know what I'm saying? Like, you in this house by yourself. You don't want no roommates, which is fine, right? But when you go to talk about it, you won't come over there and sleep with you and your homeboy. Like, you running trains on the
throwing
radio.
Throwing that out there, though. I think
right.
He's throwing that out there.
But listen, for me,
I don't care.
For me,
trying to sleep in.
No, he a pretty boy. He in Atlanta. And you telling me, one, you sleeping with girls with your homeboys on the regular, and two, you telling me that you okay with watching somebody eat your crumb out of a woman pussy. So first of all,
is he getting paid to watch the
pussy? He said she just paid him to come inside her so her boyfriend can eat it. And
yo.
So you right.
Okay, all right. All right, good. So like whatever happens, after I come in the bitch, it is what it is. See, I'm thinking that you saying that he getting paid to watch it or some shit. Like, so you can't, I gotta watch this nigga eat it? I gotta watch him eat it?
No, yeah, he watching it for free. You watching it for free.
Look, like,
but then,
Bitches just bring five random bitches without me knowing about it. Fuck you, told.
Yeah, right. That's dope.
Y'all, later.
Yeah, so, I mean, so, yeah, what's the details, though? You know, what's the behind the scenes?
How did you meet this dude? Like, y'all cool, and y'all just got on some freaky topic shit, and y'all just... He just threw this shit out there. You know what I'm saying?
Look, I play black. Black's so freaky. She turning niggas gay. You've been turning dudes gay since I met you. You know what I'm saying? So I don't really like. You can't tell me nothing.
Who said he got receipts on you? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He got receipts.
Like she.
He got receipts. You can prove it.
Like look. You know I came up with the bullshit like make men again. Like no, black different. Black pegging all over the place, boy. She just said, she the Delgo queen. She straight dicking these niggas.
Yeah, I gotta stop talking these dudes out, Black, for real. Come on, man.
Right.
Make men mitigate. Tell me what he's doing, man.
Oh, shit. Hey, it sounded like you were trying to see if you were gonna get him in the booty. I'm like,
yeah,
man, you know.
We do. We really do.
I'm like, look.
You know, you're analyzing it. You like...
Here's my thing, right? Here's my thing.
Ooh, shit.
Target certain people. You know what I'm saying? Certain type of people. And for me and him, like, this is, like, my homie, so I never looked at him like that. Like, I don't try to turn out everybody that I touch. That's like me doing that. Like, I never do that shit to name one of my baby daddies. You know what I'm saying? Because I got to look at you. I got to deal with you. So for me and him, it was like, it was something like, it's the respect that I had for him, you know what I'm saying, that I would never try him like that. And, you know, now that you say that, I think that he did want me to kind of jump in there and say something crazy. But I was like, I was stunned because I know how it goes. Like, I know how men are. You're not going to put yourself in a situation and you don't like men. You know what I'm saying? You're not okay with it. That's how that shit starts. It's like a gateway drug. You feel me? You sitting here watching this man do this, and then guess what? You go and you eat her pussy after that, and then the shit just go from there. You know, like, I done been in the situations where I done seen men go from straight to, like Smooth said, from straight to gay. And when you in that intensity of the moment that you having, anything can go down, and you don't think about it to the moment it's over. Like, damn, I done did this shit. You know what I'm saying? So wouldn't really try to do that, like for real, not with, like, no, I won't go to certain levels with certain people, right? And needless to say, like, like I said, I've dated two bisexual men, you know what I'm saying, in my life.
What?
But, you know, the thing, I dated two bisexual men because, listen, we was already deep when I found out that they was bisexual, so it was just like, well, you know, let's do it. But my whole thing is that, like, it made
my
me look
whole
at him
life
different.
Has changed.
One conversation, like, your freak number just turned you into this whole new person to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, I would have never thought you was doing shit like that. But here's the thing. You never know what people are doing out here. And so when they shoot you these hints, you got to read between the lines on these hints. You know what I'm saying? I know men that would never in their life be sitting there watching somebody eat their cum. You might as well put your dick in his mouth and let him suck the cum out. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the same. Ain't nobody, you don't know no real-ass man finna sit and watch a man.
You should ask him. Like, you know what I'm saying? What was that all about? You know what I'm saying? Like, because, look.
But at the end of the day, until we get to that intimacy, it's a way to do this shit, right? It's levels to it, right? Mm-hmm. You can't just come right out over the phone. You can't be doing none of that because a nigga don't, you know what I'm saying? They ain't finna do that. You got to be face-to-face with them. Like, and after that, he was like, you know, when you were in the area, drop some of your panties off over here so I can sniff them. You know what I'm saying? After you've been running around all day. And I was like,
he's trying to get you, you know what I'm saying, hot and bothered a little bit, you know what I'm saying, he's just trying to throw some shit out there, let me see how she takes this, you know what I'm saying, some dudes do that, you know what I'm saying, they're like, oh, let me just say some old extravagant shit, like, I'm just going to see what it
no,
comes.
But,
you know,
okay,
you
so,
on me and never
now with him, so, okay, so with him, the reason that I say I have a certain respect for him is because he used to do porn back in the day. So he is actually really, really freaky. He got out of the porn industry, And you know what I'm saying? He just doing what he's doing. But here's another thing. When you a pretty boy and women just throwing their stuff at you, that shit get bored. I don't care who you are. When you a man out here and women just throwing themselves at you, you can get pussy at the drop of a dime. That shit gets boring at that point. You got to go to the next level. So I'm pretty sure that, you know, even with my baby daddy, I'm pretty sure they got a taboo fetish.
All right, I'll give you that one. That's the truth. You got to switch it up. Hey, it's real. Doing the same shit over. Now, I ain't talking about the gay shit. But doing the same shit over and over, that shit does get old. So I'll give you that.
Yeah, but you never know what a person's taboo fetish is going to turn into.
Black talk about they're going to get gay after a while.
No, she's saying
honestly, most of them do turn gay after a while.
That's what I'm
trying
to say.
Because you done did so much. You done slept with so many women. You already know pussy is pussy. It's going to be wet. It's going to be dry. It's going to be tight. It's going to be loose. You getting so much pussy, you got to find another thing that you like to do. You know, I've seen people, you know, graduate where, you know, over time, you know what I'm saying?
I'm still fucking crazy.
I had an ex, right? And he never wanted his ass ate. You couldn't lick his ass. You couldn't do nothing with his ass. He was so sensitive.
Oh, shit.
And then a couple years down the line, he liked getting his ass ate. So he graduated.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's only, you get that right person, you're going to graduate.
It
is that you do.
Yeah.
But Mo, you like your ass ate. So I mean,
there's a difference between a motherfucker saying no, then yes, and Mo being like, yeah, man, I'll eat my ass. At least he started off like that.
When
you get
I don't like this topic at all.
Like that,
I just feel dirty.
I ain't gonna be like,
I love you, but this ain't right. Hey, I'm about to start singing old Negro spirituals. We're about to go to church. Hey, man, where the pastor at? They called him last week. He needs to pray for us. This ain't right. Hey, shout out to that barbecue.
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness.
That's what's up.
Jesus, I can't believe we had to come. Damn.
Your freak level says a lot about you. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what you, like, okay, Bim, it's almost like my freak level is there, right? But as I said, it's levels to it. When I get with a person and when we first start having sex to when you meet Mortal Kombat me, you know what I'm saying? That's about a year. You know what I'm saying? Because I know that I can take you to bars. You know what I'm saying? I'm not worried about my performance in the bedroom at all. You know what I'm saying? But what I am saying is like, you know, it has to be levels to it. So when you come out, and maybe he felt like, okay, let me see how this plays out with her. You know what I'm saying? Because he knows now that, you know, I'm the scrap-on queen. Let me see how this plays out with her. But I don't look at him as a person. that would be getting fucked. He's a dominant. He's a top. If it anything, he's gonna be doing the fucking. So you want me to be okay. Now you got me wanting to see what time it is to go over there with a little toy and see what time it is, because you done tested me on this.
Want you
but well, you're a straight rapist, yeah. Nigga, your sex drives me on rape.
I think he's trying.
Come on, Avery. I just want to see what time it is. Let me go over there with a toy, play with a little booty hole, see what's happening. Hell no, girl. You wrong.
It seems like it's a type situation.
You done put it out there. So now I want to see what it is, because now your freak level says a lot more about you than I ever seen or ever wanted to explore. But since I don't look at you as being in a relationship with you, then I might as well take you up through there. You know what I'm saying? Grab my latex and do it. Because I don't see myself being with you. If we were going to be together, we would have already been together.
All I know for any future man that fuck with Black, if she talking about she can take you to Mars, just let her know if I just want to stay on Earth. That's it. Fuck space travel. I just want to stay on Earth. Because if you go to Mars, that asshole is swole, boy.
Yeah, you're going to wake up in another planet, like, gay as fuck.
Right.
Like, you're just a whole other person. You know what I'm saying? Now you got the list and everything. Just turn the fuck out. Like, you ain't never the same. Took your manhood.
Talking about you are you wearing panties now.
Nah, don't do it.
But
don't do it, because
my man cannot be on that, because I have boys. You know what I'm saying? And I'll never be comfortable with the person that's laying in my bed every night knowing that, you know what I'm saying, I could go balls deep, you know what I'm saying, in him with my toys, and I got boys.
You dated two bisexuals. You just said you dated two bisexuals. Now what? No.
That wasn't when I had both of my boys, okay? Mm-hmm. And the one that I did have when I had my boys, he was never at my house like that. I used to meet him out, you know what I'm saying? Or we do what we do and you got to go home. Like, I was particular. But see, the thing is that we was on cloud nine, and then when that happened, you know what I'm saying, that shit dropped down to like four. Because I see, you know, I can't trust you like that. I don't trust you sitting around with my children, you know, hanging out with my children, playing board games with my children, and I go to the bathroom. My mind gonna go left. So at the end of the day, I still have to keep in mind, you know what I'm saying, that I can't play with certain shit. If I got cameras, you know what I'm saying, everywhere, it's certain shit that I ain't finna play with. So I'm a tester nigga. You know, I want a nigga to turn up on me. Hell nah, you got me fucked up. I need to touch that booty hole to make sure it's super tight. I need to make sure that there's no period.
Oh, my eye started twitching.
Oh,
she said she won't touch the booty hole to make sure it's all right.
Listen, the thing is, even if you had anal sex one time, your booty hole is never as tight as it ever was again. Even if it was touched one time with a finger, with anything, that shit is never as tight as it was before. That muscle never goes, you know what I'm saying? That bitch be super tight, like wrinkled up skin, and then that bitch just loosens up some. You know what I'm saying? Period.com. I done touched enough of them to know. So if I touch that motherfucker and that bitch open sesame, you know, no, I'm okay. Yeah, it ain't nothing you can tell me. You can't argue me down.
First of all,
you can't tell me just.
If you touch that motherfucker, your teeth
right
supposed to be on the floor. After?
Oh, man.
Oh, bitch, you crazy. You going to get these hands, bitch. You won't touch the booty.
Okay.
Expect the booty not to knock her clean the fuck out.
Oh, man. Yeah.
But they don't.
Oh,
so what does my freak level say to y'all, though?
You're the racist. You're supposed to be in jail.
Take it to the
okay?
bars, so.
Look, you're the predator. Man, look, Jim Hansen need to come find you. And that's real.
Yeah,
like, look, like, man, look, I swear to God, boy, you're supposed to be on TV right now getting
the booty predator.
Yeah. What's your boy talking about? I like you and I want you. Now, we can do this the easy way or the hard way. The booty warrior. You know what I'm saying?
No. On the outside, get in, like,
Let me tell you, because you said.
Oh my God!
Right. So check this out. I'm just going by what you told me in this little story you told me, right? So this is what it sounds like to me, just analyzing both sides from you and home you're talking to. It seemed like y'all sizing each other up. You know what I'm saying? Y'all both, you know what I'm saying? Kind of like riled up. You know what I'm, I think y'all want to get y'all rocks off equally, but he want to see, like, all right, let me see if I can come through and set it out for me and my homeboy. Maybe that's what I'm, you know, maybe that's what gets him off. You know what I'm saying? Banging. Me and my homeboy running training. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, we all, it's all, it's consensual age.
No, first of all, she's like, born, man. So that ain't gonna work.
I've been talking for a long time from, like, industry days. He know it ain't happening like that, though. That's why he said, I got a girl that do that. But I know you're not gonna do that. But what I do want you to do is stay with me and a friend.
Yeah, but hold up. That's what I'm just saying. But hold up. I'm thinking that's what he's thinking. You know what I'm saying? He get like a bottle of Hen and, you know, it can go down. But you thinking like, hold up. But on your side of things, you thinking like, nah, fuck that and fuck what you talk about. You and you and your homeboy.
If he would have just said that scenario
and take him to Mars.
No, if he would have just said that scenario about me coming over there with his homeboy, I would have went with that. But he didn't. He followed that bitch up with the second scenario about him coming in a girl pussy. That nigga eating her pussy. And you telling me that you got me to go with you and be a part of that and watch you, you know what I'm saying, do what you're doing. So basically, if you was just saying, you know, let me test her level, you would have stopped that scenario with me and my homeboy.
Like,
but you've been knowing me for years. Like, he know me. Like, anybody that know me, you know I'm not finna turn up with you and no niggas. You know I do not play no games at all, but we not doing that. We gonna turn up together, and you ain't even gonna get the full turn up if you don't know me like that. You know what I'm saying? So
he's on
my social medias, and you watching, and you see me talking about, you know, scrap it on with these niggas and this and that other. So you trying to walk your way around, you know what I'm saying, getting in position. Like, how do I come at her? That's how it go. I know I got my ways to test the nigga and see how it go. I know how a man feels when it comes to trying to test you to see how far you're going to go. So I'm peeping the shit in the same way that he peeping the shit. He trying to see if I'm going to go along with it. The only thing is that I never looked at him like that. Like probably if I would have paid attention to him on that manner, I probably would have been like, maybe, you know what I'm saying? But I never, you know, I'm like, this the homie. I never looked at you on that type of level to be on that type
but
of time.
But that's even better.
You know, it normally be those type. The ones that you don't look at, the ones that you don't say nothing about doing that, they be wanted. They're the ones that want to take them on.
That's what I'm trying to say. That's the no strings attached. We like homies.
Man, my head hurt, man. My head hurt.
He was in the conversation.
I just caught a thought real quick, right? I'm starting to see this. Like, females, right? You know, I can't speak on no guy shit, because I ain't tuned into that shit. But for females, especially females that go both ways, right? You know what I'm saying? They can kick it with homegirls. They got their bad bitch crew that they kick it with. And every so often, they may get down with each other, but still be cool-ass friends, but they get down. So dudes, the mentality I would have, if, you know, hashtag happily married men, but the best scenario is for me to just have a couple of homegirl chicks that I'm cool with. And every so often, we get down. You know what I'm saying? But then we go right back to being cool.
Ooh.
But
you eating food tonight, nigga.
That's what I'm just trying to say. That's how dude was coming at you. Like, yeah, we homies, you know what I'm saying? We chill, but let's turn up one time and then we go back to being homies. You know what I'm saying?
No, well, okay, that's what I was going to get. This was the end. Was the end of the conversation, right? That's going to get to the end of the conversation.
My head hurt. Jesus.
Okay, so let me get to the conversation. the end of the conversation was, he goes, so what I want from you is I want us to be good friends, but I still want to be freaky, but I'll be exclusive with you. So I say, how the fuck does that, like, you know, what are you talking
exactly
about?
I'm what
like, I was asking you how you doing in your life. You know what I'm saying? I'm okay on this end. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got time for all of that. And it went all the way around to him saying, because, you know, every 4 months, I want to say, here, hit me up. Can I come see you? No. Can I come see
trying.
You? No.
He's
you know
trying.
What I'm saying? Every 4 months.
Like,
so he's trying to figure out how to get me in a position.
Yeah.
That I want to deal with him, and it's not like I look at you as the homie already. You know what I'm saying? But what you saying is, you don't want to have to lie to me. You want me to accept your freak level. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
You want me to, you know, want me to the watch. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever the case may be. I don't mind watching. I really don't mind watching. But you gonna go from, you know, like I don't know. I don't mind watching though. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I say. Like I'm gonna test him. And see where his head at, you know what I'm saying? And hell, I might watch him turn down on a little nigga. You know what I mean? It don't matter.
Oh,
I'm not.
Oh,
you.
No.
What
is he
got to do?
Jesus.
So, he was trying to get you to come through, and you know what I'm saying? Him and his homeboy, you know what I'm saying?
But see, you got to know me, though. So you can just think that I'm coming through for you and your homeboy, or you going to think that you manipulate my mind, but when I get there, I'm going to have y'all fucking and fucking each other, and I'm going to be sitting back watching. I ain't touching nobody.
Jesus. I knew it was coming, Lord. I knew it.
That's why I said,
we ain't doing that. You know, I'm ready to show that. You know what I'm saying?
I knew she was going to say some shit like that.
Yeah,
I
exactly.
knew it. I felt it in my bones.
Wait, your size is cut up, man. Y'all two.
No.
Two people,
I run the show. I will flip some shit on you so fast that you ain't even going to know it's coming. And you're going to be so hurt. The only thing you want to do is get your wife out. You don't even
look,
care that I'm
yeah.
sitting in the car no more.
Look, I'm telling
you
right
now.
You
don't even care.
Oh, you're supposed to punch her mouth. Fuck this. Fuck this, yep. Yep, I'm advocating physical violence. Fuck that. You touch my booty, you're dead. You tell me to suck another dick, you're dead. You're fighting. Tired of this shit.
Yeah,
this fucking conversation got my head hurt.
Oh, God. Yeah, you trying to do that other level.
Your freak level says, we going to get into World Famous Chopper. Your freak level says a lot about you. Be mindful of the things that you let off. Now, if you want a person to know all these things about you, it's fine and dandy. But trust and believe, they going to have some thoughts in their head. Whether, you know what I'm saying, you care or not, it happens like that. I have to understand, I go down with the best of them. As soon as the person figure out who the hell I am, oh, you got movies? Oh, okay, yeah, you a super freak. But I understand it, that the bitches that you consider freak, they did everything that I was doing for free. I got checks for them, you know what I'm saying? Good
man,
checks for them. I got things for them. So understand that you can't look at me as the next person, you feel me? But I can't tell them how to look at me because the way I'm looking at this dude in this conversation, he had me all fucked up. I was sitting there blinking for like 5 minutes trying to catch my words. Like, wait a minute, I wasn't ready. You know what I'm saying? You caught me off guard. But now, you know, I'm the type of person that I take the situation and flip that motherfucker like it's supposed to be flipped, smack it up, flip it, and rub it down. You know what I'm saying? And watch them turn up with each other and say, now, see, I'm cool. I'm watching you turn up, you know, with your people. So it is what it is. But keep in mind, your freak level says a lot, man. Let's get in a world famous chop up.
Man, we didn't even ask each other about our freak level. That's what I thought we was going with this shit. This shit is weird. I still feel dirty.
We'll have part two. We'll have part two next Sunday. So we're going to talk about y'all freak level.
Two, we can kill this shit.
We can come right back because my world famous chopper was a little light this weekend. Unless you all, you know what I'm saying, unless you all got some topics. So we can come back to this topic. We ain't got
to
leave
it. I don't
want to
come back.
So unless y'all start to leave it here. Well, all right. So this is the world famous chopper up now. All right. So. This is the world famous chop up. You know what I'm saying? This is the part of the show where I like to just talk my shit about just different topics that I thought was interesting. It's a light week, so I'm gonna need y'all help with this. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully y'all you know can fill in the blanks for some of the things that I might don't have the full concept of. Cause like I told you, I don't watch the news and stuff like that.
But first and foremost, I'm going to get started with the whole New Orleans thing. You know what I'm saying? So I know Smooth was there on the front lines or whatever, but, you know, good. I'm happy to hear that it wasn't a Katrina situation because, you know, I was hearing all types of rumors like, oh, it's really bad down there, but, you know, it seemed like the storm is passing, and it hit, like, some of the other southern states a little tougher than it did, and, it, you know, y'all still got power outages, and trees are down, and maybe some flooding in certain areas, but it wasn't a Katrina situation. So I'm just happy to hear that everything is, you know, not as bad as maybe first was thought. So that's that. And some crazy shit, too, in New York City. You know what I'm saying? My wife was just telling me, because she was in the city yesterday, like half of the Manhattan was, like, lost power. You know what I'm saying? So that's kind of crazy because, you know, when Manhattan loses power, you know, New York is city that never sleeps. That just brings the city to a halt, and, you know, chaos can ensue. You know what I'm saying? Because New York City, you know, you got subways and you got the trains and all that. So if the power just stops, now, you know, people can just be stuck, you know, in a train somewhere. Like, you know, you can be stuck underground, down, and you can't get out. You know what I'm saying? It can be like a crazy situation. So, but it has happened before. You know what I'm saying? So much power is generated in New York City. I would think it's probably been about at least 15 years ago when it had like a blackout in New York one day. And this was like the power was just totally out of the city for like a few hours, like it was probably about 8 hours. You know what I'm saying? I'm just walking home at night. It's just like, you know, you got your candles and lighters and stuff like that trying to get to the house. So it can happen in New York. So, you know what I'm saying? It's just something kind of interesting to think about if it was an outage. You know what I'm saying? So that's why, you know, you just never know. You know what I'm saying? But that happened in the city last night. So that was kind of crazy. But I was in Brooklyn, so I was good. This all happened in Manhattan. I think it was like the Lower East Side or something like that in Manhattan, if I'm not mistaken. So that's kind of crazy. Another thing that kind of caught my eye, and Black put me onto the story, and like I said, I didn't really get a chance to expand upon it because, like I just said, I just kind of saw like the headlines of it. So maybe y'all might have heard a little bit more about it. Y'all can like give me some more intel on the situation. But the J.P. Morgan Chase, a cargo ship that was seized for like. From what I'm reading, it was like a $1.3 billion cocaine bust. So, I mean, did y'all have any information on that? Like, it was J.P. Yeah, so like,
stop. Say that one more time.
All right, it says
J.P. Morgan Chase. They own a ship, and the ship was seized, and it had $1.3 billion worth of cocaine on it. And
about 3 weeks ago.
They put in the article that they own it, but it's another company that's in charge of you know taking care of it, running it, X, Y, Z, another cargo company. So at the end of the day, but the cargo company, for you to be in charge of something with J.P. Morgan and Chase, there's no way in hell that somebody don't know what's going on. They just felt like because it was J.P. Morgan and Chase that it wouldn't get, you know, messed up. But you got to understand that that's how they get stuff in, you know. It's they're a big drug, you know.
The majority, if anybody know anything about the shipping industry, the majority of the ships now, especially in America, is actually owned by banks. Okay, that ain't no different than Warren Buffett owning farmland, but he has the farmers work the land. You see what I'm saying?
That's all that shit is.
But that $1.3 billion worth of coke, matter of fact, that's a month ago, 3 weeks ago to a month ago.
Yeah.
They were trying to they wind up firing the entire they wind up arresting the entire crew because the motherfuckers they stopped in the middle of the sea to have that shit unloaded onto the ship. But nah, just because you own the shit, they ain't got nothing to do with a damn thing.
So what part of the United States was that cargo ship headed?
Man, that was Philadelphia. That's what I'm feeling.
Wow. Dang. Yeah. $1.3 billion
well, look,
coke.
Boy, hey, there's a drought right now.
So that shit had to be coming from like Columbia somewhere.
Probably, so I don't know. Because matter of fact, they had the $1.3 billion in coke that was seized, and then they had like the 20 tons of marijuana, weed, that was seized in California. It took them like 4 days.
Okay, one was like a submarine or something like that. Was that the one?
No,
crazy,
this was just land.
Okay.
Nah, this was on some land shit.
Okay.
But, you know, one thing I can say for sure that it's a picture that they finna get Trump out of office. The last time, I forgot who was in office and they was making these big old busts talking about security, and Trump is really, really, really the one who pushing this. They finna get Trump out of the office. He fucking up the
you
church
so?
Money, and they not with it. I want to give a shout out to Serena
That's
Williams. Serena Williams today.
Hold up. They fucking up the what money? What you said?
They
fucking up the what money? No, I can't. Your phone is breaking up.
Let's get the what money?
The church's money.
The church's money.
Oh, okay. Church. What do you mean? Church's money.
you got to elaborate.
It's the saying. But shout out to Serena Williams. I want to get this out. Serena Williams she did it again. But guess what? She had the, you know, they always putting the camera on Serena Williams' face, trying to get her to see what she gonna say, because you know she quick to say something, and she kept it so classy. She was such a queen, and she twirled off on them after she got done. Shout out to Serena Williams for always being the winner, no matter what, man. I really, really, really love me some Serena Williams.
I mean, let's get back to the whole Trump thing. So you're saying that they're positioning Trump to lose?
Yeah, that's all.
Man,
it's
true. No.
Like,
no. That's what I said. Okay, Trump is big on this security, and you know what I'm saying? They doing all of these busts and shit. They're going to get him out of office because he's bringing this heat. They're getting him out of office.
You didn't watch the debate. In actuality, if you watch the debate, they actually is positioning him to win the fucking election again with the crazy-ass shit that's going on with them damn debates. So I don't know.
Yeah,
I'll take the word for it.
That's why I was like, this breaking news coming. Like, I'm like, okay. Like, what you know?
Yeah,
so I kind of wanted to put my ear to the phone a little clearer, too, to see what you were saying, but maybe you heard something that I don't. So that's going to be interesting. So speaking of Serena Williams, I'm a big fan of tennis, you know what I'm saying? But I'm more of a big fan as far as watching it. I love women's tennis more, and I'll just expand upon it real quick. Men's tennis is cool. I mean, you got three heavyweights that's been killing the game, which is, you know, Federer, even though he lost today to Djokovic, and then you got Nadal, you know what I'm saying? So it's usually with all the big Grand Slam tournaments, there's one of those three winning the tournaments, you know what I'm saying? And lately it's been Djokovic and Nadal. Federer had his run. Federer could be considered probably maybe the all-time greatest tennis player, you know what I'm saying? But we're in a great era as far as those three, as far as men's tennis. But the thing about men's tennis, it's long, you know what I'm saying? They can play five sets, and, you know, it could be a long match. Like, I did watch the end of Wimbledon today, you know what I'm saying? But I didn't watch it from the beginning, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't mind watching if I'm actually at the U.S. Open, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, checking it out live, but as far as on TV, it gets a little long for me. But I do love watching women's tennis, and I like watching women's tennis because it's three sets. Quicker to the point, you know what I'm saying? It's more competitive, in my opinion, because if you go down one set, now they got to win a second set, and then, you know what I'm saying? And then if they win a second set, so if each woman won one set apiece, then it's got to go to the third set, which determines the winner, because you got to win the best out of three sets. And there's six games in each set, you know what I'm saying? So that's how, and then and each game is 15, 30, 40, you know, and then you win. You know what I'm saying? You always got to win by 2 points. So that's how you kind of when you see it. And then, like, you always got to win by 2 points. So, like, say, for instance, it gets to 40-40, they call that deuce. And then whoever wins the next point wins. So it's just an interesting game of tennis. But to get back to Serena, and my fault because I didn't get a chance to put this together like I wanted to, because I wanted to give the shout-out to the girl to beat Serena because she had a great run in the tournament, even though I'm not a fan of her. I was rooting for Serena. But I watched this match, and I got to give it to Smooth. Give it up to Smooth because he had said something that was kind of like, I'm like, nah, Serena isn't washed or nothing like that. I know that's what Smooth was saying. You know, it was a little bit more dramatic the way you said it because, you know, you said after the pregnancy she ain't been the same, which is kind of somewhat true. You know, she hasn't won a Grand Slam since she's had her baby.
No, I believe I said Venus.
Oh, you said Venus? Right. Serena.
Because because you know Venus old as shit now, but you know Serena's around the corner too. But yeah, you know Venus ain't shit no more.
Maybe I got it wrong. I thought you said Serena, but you know, but no,
because we were talking about Venus getting her ass spanked by the younger, the little 15-year-old.
By Coco. Yeah, by Coco. Basically, Venus is wild.
But yeah, Serena ain't shit no more either. Keep going.
I was gonna say
fuck
that.
Now
I'm officially
saying
that. But I will say, and I hate to admit this because I'm a big fan, man. I love Serena Williams, man. Like, you know, I've seen her at the U.S. Open maybe like once or twice, and she's great. You know what I'm saying? She's been just great for the game. So to me, next to Steffi Graf, I wanted to win at least one more Grand Slam, maybe two, so I can just solidify her being better than Steffi Graf because she's right there. Her and Steffi Graf is neck and neck as far as being an all-time best women player. I think Steffi Graf, if I'm not mistaken, has – I think they're tied for the most Grand Slam for a woman, or Steffi Graf maybe got her by one. You know what I'm saying? Because Serena has 23, Steffi Graf may have 24. I got to double check the math on that. If I said, you know what I'm saying? But as far as dominance, they've been neck and neck. So anyway, long story short, what I'm trying to say is, I watched this last match, you know what I'm saying, the Wimbledon final, and like I said, pardon me, I don't have the woman who actually beat her at one. But that same woman, just to bring it all in perspective, she actually beat Coco, which is the young 15-year-old who beat Venus in the first round. Young black girl, she's, you know, she looked like she definitely got next. And the chick that beat Serena in the finals also beat Coco. So she beat the two, you know what I'm saying, the two people that everybody was talking about in the tournament, the young black chick and then, you know what I'm saying, Serena Williams. But yeah, the young, I didn't want to say it like that. But young black chick, old black chick, and white chick beat them both.
I love Serena.
So, you know. But Serena, you know, that's what I said. I love Serena because she's got that killer instinct, you know what I'm saying, that you only see in like the great athletes, you know what I'm saying? She's got that Michael Jordan killer instinct where she truly hates to lose, you know what I'm saying? And that's why it's hard for me to watch when she loses because she gets emotional, and I just hate to see her, you know, kind of unravel a little bit because that's, you know what I'm saying, when she loses, she takes it hard, you know what I'm saying? That's why when she wins, she's so joyous. But anyway, so what I'm getting at is, but I did see that she kind of lost a step. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's kind of like if you're looking at LeBron this year when the Lakers didn't make the playoffs. You know what I'm saying? You're looking at a great athlete, you're like, damn, they are getting up there in age. But at the same time, I got to put it like this. I mean, it's not like she was like Venus and lost in the first round. I mean, she lost, but she lost. So that says something there that she's still with it. And then just to put this in perspective too. Now Serena, she's not young anymore as far as tennis. I mean, she's 37 years old, so that's pretty old in tennis years. However, and then I think Federer is the same age, and that's amazing what he's doing, you know, on the men's side. But Serena, this is the thing that you can't sleep on with Serena, because she has, if you follow Serena's career, she's had dips in her career. You know, part of her career when she was a little younger, and she was trying to do some old fashion stuff, and she kind of got lost her focus. And then she came back and dominated. Another part of her career, she had got infected. I think like she stepped on some glass one time, and got infected, almost died for a minute. She had to have like some type of emergency surgery. Came back, dominated. So she still got one in her where she just dominated for a whole season. But I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Father Time is undefeated. She is 37, and this is the one match that I've seen. She really kind of got handled, you know what I'm saying? So I just hope she can bounce back. We definitely got the U.S. Open next month up here in NYC, Queens. I'm gonna try to see if I get some tickets and go. You know what I'm saying? It's always a good.
I mean, certain people have to be destroyed in order for them to actually retire. Like everybody talk about Muhammad Ali, but if anybody knows anything about boxing, Muhammad Ali's last fight, he quit.
Oh, he got fucked up. Larry Holmes retired his ass on the stool.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Sugar Ray Leonard. He came out of retirement. He had to get beat. They had to whip his ass, and then he went back to retirement. You know what I'm saying? Michael Jordan, he retired so many fucking times, but the last time, you know what I'm saying,
when he couldn't get
to the championship, that's what humbled him.
Michael Jordan, like, not to cut you off, Smooth, but I like where you at. But Michael Jordan with the Wizards, that two times he came back, he didn't make the playoffs in the Eastern Conference.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So
that's what humbled his ass.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
Serena's still there. She's not where she used to be. It's the baby, to be honest with you. She ain't been the same since the baby.
It's a fact.
But
she's still playing her way into shape, you know, even though she had
right.
a baby 2 years ago. You know.
But I mean, fuck, we can't beat time.
Yeah.
But if she still feel as if she got it, then I keep going.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm talking to, you know, a couple of people that I do business with, you know, because we had, you know, I guess, you know, we had came both from seeing it, you know what I'm saying, because it was early, what, Saturday morning, and I'm hearing people saying, oh, she's done, she's washed. And I'm like, yo, she did get to the final. But, you know, like I said, the girl did handle her. I mean, she lost like 6-2, which is like kind of like, you know what I'm saying, the match was done in less than like about an hour. It was like probably like about an hour and 10 minutes. But I still think she got the fight. I'm going to see, you know, see what happens U.S. Open, you know what I'm saying, because if she can just win the U.S. Open, that's going to give her so much confidence going into the next season, because the tennis season is 4 Grand Slams, just to put this out there. You got the Australian
Open, yeah,
which
about
happens
that.
Like in February. Yeah, then you got the French Open, which happens like I think April. And then you got Wimbledon that just happened, and then you got the U.S. Open, which is going to be the end of August, beginning of September. So those are the 4 Grand Slams. And just to put this out there, too, Australian Open and U.S. Open is on hard courts, so that's the American courts, you know what I'm saying, that you see all across America when you see a tennis court. And then the French Open is on clay courts, you know what I'm saying? So it's a clay surface. That's why it's brown. And then Wimbledon is on grass. So each court is different. You know what I'm saying? So the ball, the way it bounces is different. So for you to be able to, because there's certain people that's only good on certain turfs. You know what I'm saying? Like Nadal, like he wins the French Open. That's his thing. You know what I'm saying? So certain, and then like you had Bjorn Borg back in the day. I know I'm going into my whole tennis nerd type stuff, but Bjorn Borg was great on Wimbledon on grass. You know what I'm saying? But when you just can dominate on all four surfaces that Serena has been able to do, that's when you're just on a whole other level. So, you know what I'm saying? That's my rant about Serena. So I'm going to be interested to see what she does. Hopefully she can bounce back and win the U.S. Open. But I know this has got to be really tough because she fought so hard to get to the finals and lose in the finals. That's like a tough loss. She did so much to get to the, you know, to get to that pinnacle when you're so close to getting that. And she wanted to get that Grand Slam so bad because she hasn't won since she had her baby. That you can tell is like is gnawing at her, you know what I'm saying? So I just hope she can, you know, channel that energy. Hopefully, she can bounce back and win the U.S. Open because that would set her up going into the next season. So that's that. And then, the last thing I'm gonna talk about in the world famous chop up is the NBA. The NBA just keeps sticking. You know, the plot keeps getting thicker is what I'm trying to say, I guess. With all these different, you know, years changing teams and stuff like that. So the latest trade that happened, you know, a few days ago. Was a blockbuster trade in the NBA. Russell Westbrook, you know what I'm saying, who was the last man standing in OKC, you know what I'm saying, from that classic team that they had when they had, you know, him, freaking Kevin Durant. And then, you know, of course, they had the beard, you know what I'm saying, my man from the Houston Rockets. Yeah, James Harden, you know what I'm saying? So that was a classic team. And, you know, of course, Durant went on to Golden State. Now he's with Brooklyn. Shout out to Brooklyn Nets. They're gonna be something to deal with. But anyway, not to get off topic. But Russell Westbrook was the last man standing there. You know, of course he was. Averaged a triple double the last 3 seasons, which was a phenomenal stat. But he's got to win in the playoffs. You know what I'm saying? But that was a phenomenal stat because so he did that 2 years ago. Nobody had done that in like 30, 40 years. You know what I'm saying? Since Oscar Robertson back in the day, that Wilt Chamberlain days. You know what I'm saying? So, anyway, long story short, he gets traded to the Houston Rockets for Chris Paul. Now, Chris Paul goes to OKC, and it's going to be like a buyout situation. You know what I'm saying? I don't think Chris Paul is going to play one game for OKC, so they're looking to trade him to see what they can get. But the big news is now, you know what I'm saying, Russell Westbrook and James Harden link up in Houston. And how is that going to work? Because now they come back together, and, of course, they started out, they was both drafted by OKC, which is what I was stating. But now their careers are totally different. They both won MVPs, like I just alluded to, freaking, Russell Westbrook has won, he's won the MVP, had the triple-doubles, and, you know, of course, you know, James Harden has been beasting for Houston. So now it's just going to be interesting to see how they can come together and, the Western Conference is going to be crazy. So, shout out to LeBron and the Lakers, you know what I'm saying, Anthony Davis. But it's going to be crazy in the West, you know what I'm saying, especially now with Kawhi and Paul George hooking up with the Clippers. I mean, a Western Conference, man, it's going to be like crazy, man. It's going to be, you know, it's going to be a tough matchup every single night. So the NBA, man, I'm just excited. You know, the sports is crazy right now. Can't wait for football. So that's pretty much it, man. This is the world famous chop up. This is what I do. You know, every Sunday night. You know what I'm saying? I talk my shit. So that's about it. Unless y'all got something else y'all want to add.
I mean,
well, make sure y'all follow me. Make sure y'all check out my website, thenewmisslovelyblack.com, and follow me on all of my social media links from thenewmisslovelyblack.com. We do have another show flyer this week.
Okay.
Make sure you guys
I like that. You know what I'm saying?
You like that?
Flyer, check that out. Yeah, I like that joint. You know what I'm saying? Check that out. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, real talk every Sunday night. Me and Ms. Lovely Black. Yes,
I'm glad you like.
So yeah, man.
No, we can't trust.
What's up?
Okay. I used to trust the new Miss Lovely White, but she ain't trustworthy, man.
Wow, why you say that?
Like she, you know what I'm saying? I remember I called this show today under false pretenses. I swear to God, I thought this show was going to go in one direction, and it went somewhere totally different. And I still feel dirty.
I know, right?
I'm saying, what we about to do, like a survey on how freaky we is? Like, no, man, she came out with a story about motherfucking, you know, coming in a bitch, other dude eating a pussy. And I'm just like, wait a minute, who have been from eating a pussy? They're like, well, fuck, now you gay for pain. I'm like, wait a minute, stop. What is happening? Where did the gay for pain come from? Then she broke it down. Yeah, I'm saying to myself, damn, that's fucked up. And then come to find out he wanted to hit anyway. I'm like, well, damn, bro, if you want to hit, just say you want to hit. Why the fuck you want to bring in the gay shit? What, you want your booty tickle? So, like, right now I got a headache.
I don't know. That was a straight up, you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all sizing each other up. You know what I'm saying? You got to keep us posted on how that happened. You know what I'm saying? I think you should go ahead.
No,
fuck
that.
Go through and see what happens.
No.
Tell us, you know what I'm saying?
Black ain't allowed to play with man's booty holes no more.
Hey, but maybe that's not what he all about. You know what I'm saying? He trying to see the. If he get it popping the way he wanted to get it popping, you know. But Black got different, you know what I'm saying? She bringing her ulterior motives.
So hold up, man. Matter of fact, you know what really fucked me up? And then she talked about she knew one dude she was in a relationship, and he was talking about, man, he'll never get his ass ate, but then he got his ass ate. So I was about to say, like, well, wait a minute, who ate his ass?
I'll be open with my hoes.
Can't even a man no more. He's a hoe.
Yeah, I know.
I be open with my hoes.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, Jesus.
I'm one of the coolest. That's what I be telling people, man. You get so much energy. I'm your homie. I'm your business partner. I'm everything. You know what I'm saying? We can talk about any different thing. So I talk about a lot of shit with my folks because, you know, why not? You know? Like, you still have that open. You should have that open gateway right there. So, yeah, we talk about a lot of shit, but, you know, it ain't like that. I didn't look at him no kind of way. I mean, I was the first one. I can't say I was the first one, but I was the one who tried to eat his ass, and he was just jumping and all
kinds.
God
damn it.
Oh,
kill me. Look, I have a lot of fucking sex. If by some chance I have so much sex in my life to where I don't want pussy no more, kill me.
Right.
Push me down some stairs. I'm going to call you up, Black, but I got a bullet for you. I need you to do me a favor. What you mean, baby? I need you to shoot me.
That's
you need me to shoot you. Yeah, go on, shoot me. Get my mind right.
You were sick, and I was crying. You know damn well I ain't going to shoot your ass, so calm your ass down.
Hey,
you're going to have to take it for the
team. The fuck I ain't. Fuck that. Hey, look, I didn't have too much sex. Now I'm saying to myself, like, man, what up?
Yeah, man, he ain't going to stop getting no pussy. He a pretty boy. He get too much pussy. He just going to find different avenues. I don't foresee him out of all people, like, even just thinking about it. That one there, yeah, no, he ain't going to be gay now. He might, you know, if you ask me what he might do, he might fuck a trainee. But,
Hold on, Black. That's gay.
That's still a man, bro.
Yeah, that is gay.
That's some young buck booty.
Young buck
playing with the little trannies, man.
Yeah, nah, fuck that. That shit is gay as fuck. Like, hell no. But anyway,
that's
so that's Penny
Pendergrass.
Yeah, that's from DJ Mississippi from Hot 97. That's that type of shit.
Oh no,
anyway.
That's Cold Blood. I never heard about that one, but yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean,
he kept getting caught up, but that was some New York shit. But anyway.
Yeah.
But hold on. That's what you was talking about, Black. You was talking about the dude that you was talking about earlier in the story, right? That's what you're saying? You're saying, oh, you don't think he's gay, but he might mess with a tranny?
No, that was one of the – that was the dude that we was talking about that didn't get his ass.
Oh, okay, okay.
That's what I'm
trying to make sure I had the stories right. Okay, for him.
I could foresee him fucking a trainee. Like, I can foresee that happening, but I don't, you know, not no straight up niggas. Like, this dude here.
Wait, hold on,
straight
real
up
quick.
Niggas.
Hold on. Now, we only got a few minutes left in the show, but you be throwing stuff out there. Like, so what gives you that impression that he not gay, but he would have sex with a transsexual? Like, I need to.
Okay, how he him like that? Because
that.
He is so. Like, because of who he is, he's so infatuated with the bad bitch era, you know what I'm saying? And he do get a lot of pussy, you know, a lot of women throw themselves at him. So I can foresee him getting tired, but he's still going to want a bitch to look like a bitch. He going to want it to be a bad bitch. And these trainings, they super bad, you know what I'm saying? So I can foresee that happening.
These trainings are super bad?
Yeah, Atlanta is.
Okay.
I can't tell.
Hey, bro, that's why Atlanta dances, though. Atlanta dangerous.
Yeah.
Bruh. It's two ways you can find it. You got to look
and
see if they got an Adam's apple and they showed us.
They got Adam's apples.
When I went to Hawaii,
you dig? I went to a strip club in fucking Hawaii. Hey, bro, I swear to God, everybody in there was girls. No. No, they
those
had the girls and they had the dudes, but like those motherfuckers look like girls, man.
All right,
you gotta be careful with
smooth.
That shit.
Smooth.
So you got a gay lap dance.
What? Fuck no, I ain't getting no gay lap dance.
You was at a gay club. You was at a gay club. So you done went to the gay club.
I wasn't at a gay club. No, I was at a straight strip club, but they got the dudes that look like girls that be in there too in Hawaii. Yeah, like they don't segregate that shit.
So you got a dance from a tranny.
No, I ain't getting no dance from no tranny.
You can tell, right?
How you know it wasn't no tranny? Because
one of my partners pulled the drawers down.
Oh man.
Yeah,
okay,
the dick
so
came out. That's how a nigga know.
You probably got
some
of
Trinity
too.
So look,
no,
that's what I'm saying.
No.
Knock on wood, I've been lucky in my life. I ain't never had that happen.
Yo, like I said, I'm black on both
but
sides.
But I done watched the Maury show.
Hey,
my
mind
sense is off. I done watched that Maury show that day. Is it a man or a woman?
I love black women. You know what I'm saying? So I will give you that.
I got a
little Asian ones or Filipino-looking ones, the ones that you would see in Hawaii, training chicks, you probably can't tell.
You can't tell, motherfucker. They got small bodies
anyway and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? That's just how they built. But you can't tell me personally, that I can't tell a black transsexual. I can tell when I can spot one.
Unfortunately, you remember back in the day when Maury used to have some shows, is it a man or is it a woman?
Yeah.
I used to watch some shows when I was like about 12, 13, 14, 15.
Yeah.
Look,
I got you.
You will be looking at that fucking show. You swear to God, like that woman right there is a man, and that man is a fucking woman. Like fuck that.
Man. You're gonna hear it in the voice. You're gonna see the Adam's apple on your shoulders, man. That's how you can tell. Or you're gonna see the fake butt. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Man, don't go to Atlanta. I swear to God, you're gonna be in trouble.
To Atlanta.
What are you thinking right now? What are you thinking? You're gonna wind up with a tranny. By you saying that you can tell, dog, your defenses ain't gonna be up, and you gonna wind up grabbing on that dick, and you gonna be like, oh my god, I got a dick in my hand. I'm telling you.
I can tell, man.
All right. Boy, look. Anyway. Look, man. Hey, bro.
Take it
bro,
out.
You living a dangerous life.
Thank you. Hold do your
so,
thing.
Yeah. All right. So definitely, follow us. You know, more than anything, follow the page, man. Our Twitter follow. You know, our Twitter page. And once again, that's Real Adult Talk, TAWK. Check out the retweet. You know what I'm saying? As soon as, I think Black already then retweeted it, so I'm gonna retweet it as soon as the show is over. The show is lit as always. That's how we do every Sunday. If you want to put a voice with the picture with the voice, check me out on IG, Instagram. The handle's MOBINNS. If you just need some positivity in your life and you just want some positive quotes and stuff like that, follow my official Twitter page. That's MOBINNS. And as always, man, every Sunday, this is how we do, man. Real adult topics. If you want to be on the show, I know I've been talking shit about this, man. I got to get some people on the show, man. But anyway, holler at me. Talk to me. I'll talk back. Slide in my DMs. If you're still on your email, email me. That's MOBINNS@gmail.com. That's it, man. So, you know, every Sunday.
Good night.
Every Sunday night.
Next week.
We love you.
Peace.
Peace out.
Whatever.
All right, y'all. Everybody be safe. Next week.